Well, the heat is on in the fields across South Georgia and South Alabama and Florida, but the national posted price on peanuts stayed the same this week, $424.86 per ton on runner-type peanuts. The shell market price fell a little bit, dropping from 46 cents a pound to 45 cents a pound. At the USA Peanut Congress, Ann Alonzo, the administrator for the USDA's Ag Marketing Service, told the attendees that we partner quite a bit with the peanut industry from growing to processing and marketing. We are close partners. The Agriculture Marketing Service has 4,300 people, she said, across the U.S., and their job is to remove obstacles for U.S. companies and stakeholders and make folks more successful and competitive in the marketplace. She said peanut producers have supported the National Peanut Board, which the Ag Marketing Services manages. This is one of the 23 checkoff boards that they oversee, she said, and we believe the peanut board money is very well spent. She said an economic analysis found that a return on investment of $8.87 for every dollar a farmer invests in the National Peanut Board, that's happened since 2007 to 2013. In addition to the Perfectly Powerful Peanut campaign, she said the board has supported over $10 million in peanut allergy research, outreach, and education. This is a very important work, she said, and I want to commend Bob Parker and the board for their investment. There's also $20 million in 900 production research projects from that board. That coming from the USA Peanut Congress. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.